American people look at this and say, gee, I've had to cut my budget more than this, probably on numerous occasions over the last 4 years because we've had such a tepid economy now for four long years. I think they expect us to keep the commitment that we made.
I don't know whether it's going to hurt the economy or not. I don't think anyone quite understands how the sequester is really going to work.
Senator Mitch McConnell and Speaker of the House John Boehner talking about the cuts, cuts, cuts. Yes, the axe went down on Friday. Didn't you hear it? Bing! Just like that. And now the White House is backing up from all of the doomsday scenarios on the spending cut predictions, but still putting the pressure on the Republicans in the blame department. It's the Republicans' fault. It's their fault. But you know what? Hey, it's not going to be that bad. You know why they're doing that? Because when you re-rack the tape, you realize, I'm sorry, it's true, but the president rolled this stuff out. And that's where we start. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How are all you doing? Out in those nooks and crannies and everywhere else in between. Maybe some of you are caught up in this little spider web of the slicing and dicing that now is going to automatically happen here. This is what was promised, and here we go. What's very scary is there's some confusion as to what it means. You even heard John Boehner say there, well, I'm not sure what it's going to do to the economy. I don't know. See, nobody really knows. He had 18 months. Everybody had 18 months to figure this thing out, but yet nobody figured out, we've got resources. Why don't we find out the impacts? Where could we have kind of parceled out these cuts? The government has so much overlap, I say it all the time, but I know it to be true, that you could have sucked some of that out of the way, and it wouldn't have been quite as painful. So $85 billion, here we come. I think it had to happen, you know, without a doubt, because it's been taxes, taxes. The Republicans did give up on the taxes and were willing to toss that over onto the other side. So here come the spending cuts. You know, will they ultimately hurt as much as is being predicted in the beginning? I don't think so, because most of them won't happen in the beginning. It's going to, the furloughs and the pay cuts and all that kind of stuff, that's going to start to happen as we move along in the next couple of months. So you're going to see furloughs, pay cuts, all that kind of stuff. Teachers, air traffic controllers. They're talking about an extra 90-minute delays at airports. Just pack your patience, people. I mean, that's, can't pack a weapon. And they'll catch you when you're going through, right? Sometimes that happens to people, like the ex-coach of the Dallas Cowboys, Barry Switzer. He forgot that he had his gun in his luggage, his hand luggage, when he was going through. So the pat-downs may be less. I kind of wonder about that. What's going to happen? Is it going to be more speeding people through? Will that be affected? Or are the reason for the delays because they're going to take a little bit longer? Either way, plan on that. If they're warning that over and over and over again, I've got to believe that that's probably going to happen. So the conversation over whether or not the sequester is a good thing or a stupid thing or just flat out a bad thing, a ridiculous thing, is a lot of what's taken over the coffee shops and ale houses this past weekend because it became official. I mean, really, we've been dealing with this for way too long. So this is nothing new. It was always hanging out there, but was forgotten, was pushed aside because of the election. So, you know, these are long overdue spending cuts, even with the military. Is it going to be painful? It's going to be painful for some people, for sure. I can't imagine, you know, all of a sudden you got this 20% cut you have to deal with or more. That's rough on a family budget. You're making less than $50,000 and, you know, that's not even including taxes. That's really tough, and it's a curveball maybe. You weren't expecting it because, of course, this was never really laid out to anybody saying that there's a chance that this could happen. Hey, these spending cuts, the automatic spending cuts happen. You are one of the people, and your department is going to be affected by it. I don't believe anybody was told that. So will there be some kind of a different kind of deal that could be struck? The president was working the phone over the weekend talking to Republicans and Democrats trying to make that happen. but it's not looking that way. There was even that Friday morning meeting at the White House. McConnell and Boehner, Pelosi and Reid were there, and there was no deal to be had. And the Republicans are not going to go for any kind of tax increases. I mean, they're not going to do those deals because they already did it. They already gave into some of the taxes. There was a deal in order, and it didn't happen. So they're not going to turn around and do it again. The billions in cuts are for the remainder, by the way, to make sure everybody gets that, for 2013. And 2013, with the budget, the government's budget, isn't like maybe the rest of us where you're thinking December. It's done September 30th. That happens September 30th. And now they're talking about, what do we do? No deal. Ugh, government could close March 27th. The government shutdown. What do we do with the debt ceiling? Got to raise that. And I think that that's because of what's happening now. It'll be a no-brainer. They'll push to raise the debt ceiling. They'll end that. They'll just push it through and wait till later in the year. I can't imagine that this is going to be heaped on to the fire, too. I don't think so. I think that's just going to be shoved off. It's going to be shoved aside. But there was no way to shove this other thing any longer because it's just too ridiculous. The debt clock in New York, if you ever go there, New York City, is broken. There's can't even add up to those numbers. When they put that clock together, they certainly weren't expecting that's the kind of numbers that we would be talking about, and neither were any of us. So the president was probably wasting his breath and trying to make something happen over the weekend. He's the one who pushed for these across-the-board cuts in the first place, and now he got his wish. I don't think you can heap that on the Republicans. I really don't. Go back and you listen to things that we said on this show, and this was his idea. We have the super committee. If they can't come up with anything, then we have these automatic cuts if we can't figure out something ahead of time. And there's plenty of time to make this a priority and try to figure other ways to cut, other things that could have been cut out that wouldn't have affected quite as many people. But that didn't happen. Now, if I was somebody affected by that, I'd be furious. I'd write my congressperson and say, you dummies, you idiots, you nincompoops. You know, my area really isn't the area that should be cut, because here's what we do, and here's the blood, sweat, and tears that we're paying the price for, and we're necessary. But guess what? Here's where you could have cut out in the same department, because that's what's happening. The people that really can ill afford to be cut because of the work they have are the ones that are just, it's just like an accountant coming in, not knowing what people do, and looking at names, just looking at names in a budget, not even names, just how, okay, your budget's this much, cut 10 people out, cut 20 people out, cut 30 people out, cut whatever, furlough them, add up to the amount of money that you need to add up to so that we can cut it out, and that's what's happening. And it could have been a little bit different. It wouldn't have had to be so tricky if they had sat down and done it. I mean, if they had sat down and done what they were supposed to do. So there was a frank and what was called a polite meeting about these across-the-board cuts. Nobody really understands it. Nobody quite understands how this whole thing gets resolved in the first place. So what's going to happen is defense programs are going to be cut by 7.8%, and then the other cuts across the board will kick in, and that's it. And they'll have to be done by, you know, the end of September, fair or foul. 855-266-5283.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wondermill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. And I know it's just no use when all your life.
America tonight. Don't be a stranger. I know you might have one eye open. Oh, yeah, it's tough coming off the weekend. But you can weigh in, fair or foul, with the swing of the axe. Boom, here come these cuts that even the politicians don't understand. Should they figure out a way to come to a better resolution? Boom, let's hurry up. Let's go back to the table, re-rack this sucker, package it up differently, and let's go. I just don't think they're capable of it. Should they have? Sure. Are they capable? I'm not trying to be doom and gloom. I just don't believe that it's possible. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Just make sure you get to the airport early. Without a doubt. They're warning. I believe it. I think that there's going to be long delays. If they're saying 90 minutes, you got to be there 3 hours ahead of time. Bummer. Because it's really tough in some of these airports to wait around, but really you have no choice. I don't know if these people were high or they were drunk or they were texting or they were just driving out of their minds with speed, but this may be the sickest story from over the weekend. I mean, it really makes you feel sick. You are not human if you don't have a reaction to it. I'm serious. Imagine this for a second. Your loved one, someone, anyone, your good buddy, man, and his wife, your friend down the street, your neighbor across the street, your daughter, your son, they're expecting a kid. And it's that great moment where everybody's getting ready for it. Like, hey, they have them yet? They have it. They have it. They know what it is. Blah, blah, blah. Everybody's following the little storyline. Because that's what happens with a baby when it's a happy experience. People are following the story. Did you have your baby yet? Did you have your baby yet? What happened? So Nathan and Rosie Glauber, just 21 years old, married almost 2 years, were waiting for the birth of their son. They knew the sex of the kid. Couple from Brooklyn, from a really tight-knit Hasidic community, they called a cab because she was starting to feel a little weird. She wanted to get to the hospital, thinking, we're getting close here, so let's get a cab. And it happened just after midnight when they were getting into the cab and everything. They get there, and they're on their way. And what happens, a BMW out of nowhere smashes into them at an intersection, into the side of this cab, and the couple are killed. I mean, the couple are killed. Somehow they save the baby. They get the baby from the dead mother's womb by cesarean section, and the baby's in critical condition, but they believe that the baby's going to live. So the people in the BMW leave. They leave the scene. They run away from the scene. The driver and the passenger. The cab was a Toyota Corolla. He was taken to the hospital, but just a little bruised and released. That was it. It was really the side that they slammed into. And the cab driver said he felt awful and feels lucky to be alive. It's not his fault, though. It was this BMW completely that smashed into them. So, the C-section was miraculous. Let's see if the baby lives. The couple were on their way to Long Island College Hospital for just a checkup to make sure everything was okay. And she just wasn't feeling well, and that was it. So there they were. They're married, ready for this child. Everybody's talking about it, how happy it is, the whole thing. They were preparing for, like, one of the best moments of your life, and it turns out to be the worst for that entire family, friends, everybody connected to them. 1,000 people came out to recognize them, to honor them for a funeral. Boom, out the next day. They're there. I mean, this is just awful. So they're looking at the, who the car's registered to and all that stuff, and they're trying to figure it out. But you can be sure that somebody's going to pay the price for this, and they should. They left the scene, so you already know. They ran from the scene. They killed a couple, left the scene. I mean, it's just so sad. Obviously, the car, the BMW, was excessively fast. And if the person got out and just walked away, they were probably trashed. Probably trashed on something. We don't know that for sure, but I'm assuming that based on how they got out of it. And who knows? Who knows if they'll find them, but I think they will. Hopefully they will, unless it was a stolen car. So let's hope that's not the case. Now you have this baby who's going to grow up without the parents, and just a sad thing all the way around, going from the ridiculous extremes of life to the excitement of it and the being a parent for the first time and the whole thing to this crazy idiot smashing into them and then taking off. Just your mind conjures up all kinds of things. They had to be high or wasted on something else. I just assume maybe not. But if not, then they were just driving at an unbelievable speed and slammed into the cab. I'm sure that they were, initially the cab driver said he was just completely shocked. Of course he was shocked. So I think that's the worst story of over the weekend. You know, we talk about a sequester and how it's so crazy. They don't even know the specifics of where, what's going to happen to all the departments and when it's going to happen. They just are kind of feeling it out. To the sad story about the couple and the car slapping into them and I told this in a previous hour. If you've ever had one of those near misses, and you know what I'm talking about, I guarantee somebody listening to me knows what I'm talking about. You might not have been on the way with somebody having a baby, but where you came really close, something crazy happened where there was excessive speed or somebody just crazy behind the wheel that you came close to possibly instantaneous poof death because somebody was smashed or combined with driving fast or whatever, and luckily just by mere seconds maybe you escaped that, but you watched it unfold as somebody in front of you got hit or something else happened. It's a very scary thing to witness. And looking at how the car was hit, I'm saying they had to be well over 100 miles an hour. I don't know that for sure, but I've got to think that. All right, coming up here on America Tonight, a little conversation about a ridiculous number. In fact, we're going to go to the dungeon, but the number is a number of dollars that we're giving to Egypt. And the Secretary of State, John Kerry, got to deliver the news to Mohamed Morsi. I mean, here we are talking about sequester, job furloughs, losing 20% of your pay, but we're handing Egypt money. How much money do we need to hand to Egypt? I feel at least, I would hope, a little more confident that the money will go in the right direction compared to what we saw with Hosni Mubarak, who is coming up on his trial in April. He just was ripping everything off, dummying it down and handing it out to family and whatnot. So $60 million in direct support for Egyptian-American Enterprise Fund is one thing, and then some other money. I mean, they're just getting all kinds of money. It's like we opened up a hose and just connected the U.S. to Egypt and said, all right, man, turn it on. We got to help you. We have the interest over here. We got to help you. So let's let it flow. It's crazy. What are they thinking? What are they thinking? I got the numbers next.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
No attorneys to plead my case. No arrest to send me in the outer space. At my fingers, I'll be true with diamonds and gold. But that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble, in trouble now. I'm in trouble now.
Economy has tanked because, hey, who's going to go and tour? They just had that balloon crash last week, but it's not about that. It's still about people are a little freaked out about going to Egypt, let's face it. So what do? We got to help. We're going to give them some money. How much money are we going to give Egypt? How much money should we give Egypt? Well, our Secretary of State, John, I've got the money, we'll travel, Kerry, released the $250 million I talked about and what they're calling economic aid, with the pledge that if the president implements economic and political reforms, then they'll give more money. We're going to provide $190 million of $450 million in already promised support money to the Egyptian government budget. We're also going to give $60 million in direct support for Egyptian American Enterprise Fund, which is geared toward Egypt's entrepreneurs, and a fund for a higher education initiative to help students, especially women, earn undergraduate degrees in science, technology, engineering, and business. But not all of the $1 billion that was pledged to Egypt in May of 2011. So there's all kinds of money, $260 million in budget support funds that are still pending, $550 million for scholarships, blah, blah, blah. Where's our scholarships? How many kids in the United States are getting scholarships for all this stuff? Yes, I know there's scholarships available, but I don't know. Does it seem a little lopsided, this whole, you know, we're cutting all these services to Americans, but we can send money to other people in the world. We can do that. We can give Egypt money. I mean, how crazy is that? And, you know, automatically what the response would be if I called somebody from the White House and asked that question or got Victoria or somebody to ask the question, which those questions are being asked, they'll say, well, you know, here's the thing. These are our allies. These are our friends. And we need to be worried about what's going on in other parts of the world. So, of course, we have to be there for foreign aid. We can't just put our head in the sand and think it's all going to be all right. I mean, the bottom line is maybe we've been given too much money up for too many years. Didn't Ron Paul say that when he was running for president? Wasn't that kind of a smart thing? I don't think we should be complete isolationists and not help people. For goodness sake, we're the world's cop when everybody needs us. But what about cutting back severely on the amount of money that we give? I mean, can you imagine how much we would be able to reduce the deficit if we did that, and how we could rebuild in America the things that we're talking about that we don't have money for? Look, you know, it's ridiculous. If we don't have the money, we don't have the money. So if we don't have the support, we don't have the support. So for now, Egypt will love us, and then they'll forget about us once they're used to the money. But as long as we get our money, we're okay with it. So to me, yes, we do have to protect certain interests abroad. I get that. But doesn't it seem a little lopsided? Congress can't really come up with something that's more palatable when it comes to budget cuts, even though they had 18 months to do it. But they can easily write these big checks for foreign money to countries for decades. For decades. How much money total have we given Egypt? Too much to count. I mean, too much to count. We just increase our deficit. And we haven't, the Obama folks haven't passed a budget in 4 years. 4 years. I mean, really, it's ridiculous. It's about spending. We're winning that war. Yes, we are. We're winning it. And you know, it's interesting. I did a little homework on the whole sequester thing, which we know. If you go back to the mid-80s, there was a sequester. There is such a thing as a sequester. But Democrats and Republicans actually agreed to budgets. It's when they can't agree that they have to go to this whole sequester thing. And unfortunately, you see what's happening with the sequester, with the money that we need in this country, and then you read stuff about what we're giving to Egypt. Does that get under anyone else's skin, or is it just me? Am I the only one listening in America? It doesn't make any sense to me that we're going to give this Egyptian president, Mohamed Morsi, all this money, but yet we can't even take care of our own debts. I mean, how much could that knock out toward the total budget? It would be a lot. We'd be able to knock out a ton of dough. Even if it wasn't all of it, we'd be able to knock out a bunch of it. So instead, we're writing big checks to Egypt. I mean, this doesn't make any sense. I don't get it. This is why I would be terrible in Washington. Because as much as, yes, I understand give and take and you have to play the game somewhat, it doesn't make any sense to me. So therefore, I know I've gone off on my tangent. I said I was going to put somebody in the dungeon. The person I'm going to put in the dungeon, actually, is going to be John Kerry, or John Kerry Hines. Isn't he, after all, Teresa's husband? He's got to be touched by that Hines ketchup fortune in some way. Why is he not fighting to release smaller checks? I give him credit for one thing. He's saying, okay, there's strings attached. You got to do these other things. But really, couldn't he have said, can we just ice this check and cut down this amount of money? So I'm going to say to Secretary of State John Kerry, you have failed us, brother, and we're going to put you in our dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yep, there you go. And they're even talking about loans, the IMF giving Egypt loans. We better see some pretty amazing things and amazing people coming out of Egypt when it comes to the awards that we're giving out in aid to help some of the students. And when we're struggling here big time at home. Struggling so much, you have the president, who knows, this looks bad, who spent the weekend, supposedly, on the phone calling senators that could be part of a caucus of common sense to help move the country forward, is what he's calling it, and seeing if he can re-rack things. If there was a way to look at legislation and figure out a way to be better as far as across-the-board cuts. And no one really understands how this whole thing gets resolved. No one really understands this through this sequestration and the federal spending this year. So we're talking about cutting federal spending by just 2%. And it's a small, small portion of the government's budget. So how much effect is it going to have on these programs that we've been talking about? It's cut by a lot. Defense is being cut by a lot. I think it would trigger a few things. I read somewhere that the Holocaust Memorial Museum in D.C., their budget shrunk by 5% or $3 million. The FDA, because our food is just so safe and perfect, lost $209 million. The Smithsonian's budget was cut by $51 million. So nobody was really immune to the cuts, I guess, if you look at the list of places where it's going to be cut. But we're going down this path, and it's going to be gradual that we're talking about. It's not all one lump hit in the beginning. It's just a step in the right direction because they've got to come up with these cuts. And trying to risk going back to the drawing board is suicidal. I don't see any kind of agreements being cut there. Now, that's why Senator Lindsey Graham, always a popular senator on the Sunday talk shows, said that he's not going to raise taxes to fix this problem. He's not going to do it. He said he would consider about $600 billion in tax increases as part of a budget deal that would include entitlement spending cuts and rewriting the tax code, but they're not rewriting the tax code. It's much more convenient when we don't all understand the tax code than to rewrite the tax code. And the fact that we're talking about how much trillion in this spending level that we agreed upon before, how much of that is going to get cut. It's going to be an interesting march. That's all I can say. What do they say? In like a lion, out like a lamb, or vice versa. I think it's going to be in like a lamb, and it has been, and out like a lamb. Because people are too chicken. They're too chicken to stand up for what's right instead of what's easy. And we see it time and time and time and time again. So maybe John Kerry spending a few minutes anyway in our dungeon will help. Give him some time to think. He has no time to think because Teresa is always yapping at him. So if he accepts our request to be on the show, we send him a key. He can unlock it by coming on the show. Don't know if we'll be able to get him, but we are always trying. We shoot high, and if we get lucky, maybe we have a conversation with Kerry, the Secretary of State, about what's happening overseas and why are we continuing to dump money into these governments. It's infuriating to me. Infuriating. We're checking the mail next, but you can still pipe in. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Happy Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at LongLifeFood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Sequester the $85 billion in cuts, backing off all that fear-mongering because once it becomes reality, they don't want to get blamed. Oh, is that really that bad? But it's still the Republicans' fault, just in case you're upset. Each and every show, I like to go to the mailbag. I always invite you to send your comments. Maybe you have something clever you want to talk about, or you want to nominate someone for the Daily Salute, somebody who did something really awesome, cool, to help your life, your community, whatever it is that you think is worthwhile mentioning, send it to me. And you can do that at AmericaTonight.net. You can always be a part of the show, even through the mailbag segment, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. But let's go and check the mail, shall we?
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This one from Ray in Illinois. Kate, that sinkhole, that was crazy what happened. I feel so sorry for the brother. Don't you have a brother in Tampa? It wasn't anywhere close to him, was it, by chance? No, it wasn't anywhere close to him. It isn't Tampa. Tampa's a huge city, but he's right across from the city, and the sinkhole didn't happen where he lives. He certainly knows about it. It was just a crazy giant sinkhole that swallowed up a guy, and everyone around him, Jeff Bush was his name, they couldn't help him. It was about 20 feet wide, 50 to 60 feet deep, and it was expanding. And they were talking about that the Tampa house could collapse at any time. And the massive hole opened up under his bedroom. And eventually, I mean, how sad is this? The odds of survival became pretty clear. It happened on Thursday night when everybody was getting ready to sleep. There was this shattering noise. And this one-story house in a suburb of Tampa suddenly getting sucked into a big hole. So the brother screamed, they ran toward his bedroom, and everything was gone. The brother's bed, the dresser, everything just completely gone into the sinkhole. And the one brother jumped into the hole and tried to shovel away the rubble, everything he could, but the house floor collapsed, and they pulled him out because they knew he was going to get covered too. It's one of those things where the hole collapses, and there's nothing that you can... I mean, there's nothing you can do about it, and it's very depressing. I mean, can you imagine screaming in the house, you go to help him, and the pole has sucked him away, and there's just absolutely nothing. So now they're demolishing. They're saying they're going to finish demolish work on Monday, and then they'll pull out the rest of the structure and load it and take it away. But they think that this guy's body is going to remain there, trapped underground, in right where the house where his family lived for generations, where it once was. I mean, oh, that is just awful. So I heard the story. It's not near my brother, and it is just a terrible story as you go through the whole thing. It's sad, 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 sad. Too bad they didn't do something to fix that hole before it got to this point, frankly. All right, here's one from Joe in Boston. Joe says, hey, Kate, I've been listening to you. Actually, I've been streaming your show. I get it when I come home from work. I like it, and I'm passing it on to some of my friends. How about the Queen Mom? Normally, I'm here stomping and hollering and ready to strangle Democrats. But, boy, she's been getting a lot of headlines. I was watching when I was at work how much they were talking about the Queen. I wonder if she's getting ready to say goodbye. And Charles is there, of course, in the wings, and he would take over, wouldn't he? Yes, he would take over if something happened to the Queen. She canceled a trip somewhere after showing these symptoms of this illness where she just is run down. It's stomach flu, and that's what it is. It's stomach flu. But sometimes when you're older, it's difficult to, when you feel run down, to push all of this, you know, push this off of you. And she's 86 years old. So she's been in power for a very long time. She's expected to be hospitalized for maybe two more days, just a precautionary kind of deal. But she had symptoms of gastro problems that had sidelined her over the weekend. But otherwise, so she's just like all of us. She gets the same ailments that we end up getting. How's that? All right. Here's another one. This one from Rap Dog. Rap Dog says, "Hello, America tonight. What do you make of this whole dealings with Iran? I know that in the past you've been screaming about Iran on your show, and it looks like the diplomatic future isn't quite as bright, or is it? They're saying that Iran is open to direct talks with the U.S. The ambassador said that. I saw it somewhere on the tube. What do you think? Well, that would be huge. What are the P5 nations? U.S., France, Britain, Germany, China, and Russia. And they've talked about some sanctions in exchange for suspending the enrichment of uranium at the nuclear facility they have, but that doesn't look likely that that'll happen. But the fact that Iran's open to direct talks, I mean, if that's really true, that's pretty huge, because when have we had those direct talks? Maybe Ahmadinejad feels like it's at his advantage now at this point. But that was a surprise to me. And I read it, of course, and we knew that this was being talked about. But that's a game changer. I mean, that's a real game changer if we're opening up conversations. So maybe they're willing to just completely do away with the idea of nuking up, and we stop them short of it. How terrific would that? How terrific would that be? Kate, don't know if you saw this or not. Big Sal here, but the crazy story about the parents killed by somebody either driving or being stoned and driving or texting, but smashing into the couple, killing them. The baby may survive. It had to be taken out of the dead mom's womb by cesarean section, so the baby could survive. The question is, what happens to the baby if the baby does survive? Well, the answer is twofold. They could give the baby up for adoption. Seems highly unlikely. Could have the mother help in the grandmother help in raising. Could go somewhere else and get help, or could just say, this is it. You know, this is, we're done here. And so we're gonna go the adoption route is what I mean. But just, wow, that'll be a grandparents thing. What a terrible thing. Young parents just going to the hospital, going for a checkup, and then ending up in the cesarean and losing both family members. Whew, that's rough for that overall family. That's why 1,000 people came out to pay respects and certainly to help the family and whatnot, because of how shocking and how awful it is to deal with that at 21. And I got to end on this note. The miracle singer Bobby Rogers, dead at the age of 73. He was an original member of the Motown group called The Miracles, and that's a longtime group. If you think about it, you'll be able to think about the songs Shop Around, Tracks of My Tears, The Tears of a Clown, very popular R&B group.
Oh, just a minute. We are being reduced to reading emails from some jerk, like we're in a choir or something. That is absolutely ridiculous to be reading emails from jerks. I resist.
Bust out the crab cake, Slappy!
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.